This is not a book of philosophy, speculation, or wishful thinking. It is a vast synthesis of investigations into the source field. I'm standing on the shoulders of giants in writing this book, as the overwhelming majority of these findings was developed by PhDs from accredited universities who ended up discovering things that often put them at odds with their colleagues, employers, and much of the mainstream world. There are also many examples in which a scientist or research institute made one specific breakthrough that was released into the mainstream press, but the media did not see or understand how well it tied in with so many other related discoveries. In Russia, however, there has been a consistent, focused effort to investigate the source field since at least the 1950s. But until the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991, the vast majority of all these revelations were classified for national security. Over 10,000 papers investigating the source field were published by 1996 alone, with more than half of them from Russia. The implications of what they found are so staggering that I suspect you will be stunned by how much we already know about this unseen force, which influences absolutely everything we see, hear, do, and believe. It has taken me over 30 years of dedicated research to assemble this grand collection of data, and particularly since 1993, I've spent as many waking hours as possible in pursuit of this radical rethinking of science. After I became self-employed in the summer of 1998, I began working 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, researching and investigating the source field phenomena. After Brian Tart, the president of Dutton Books, contacted me and offered to publish this research, it took me almost 2 years of focused, concentrated effort to develop this book. When I finally started combining the very best of everything I had found into one single vision, a seemingly endless parade of stunning new connections emerged. If these breakthroughs become common knowledge and are developed into working technologies, and/or if existing technologies that use these principles are declassified and released to the public, we could end up in a world that rivals or exceeds our finest visionary science fiction films and novels. As I bring you on a guided tour into the deeper mysteries of space, time, energy, matter, biology, and consciousness, we will also explore subjects as fascinating as anti-gravity, dematerialization, teleportation, the parallel reality where time is three-dimensional, quantum geometry, natural vortex points on the Earth where ships and planes disappear, real-world examples of time travel, the Mayan calendar as a tool for calculating when these portals will open, and an analysis of how our galaxy is driving all the different cycles we experience for our own physical, biological, and spiritual evolution. The potential technological applications of this science are incredible. Furthermore, we may see a fundamental change in the nature of space and time itself as we fully cross over into this new zone of energy in the galaxy you will learn about. The source field is the key to unlock all of these mysteries and ultimately understand the big questions. Who are we? Where did we come from? How did we get here? And where are we going? Our journey into the source field investigations begins in the next chapter by exploring the work of Dr. Cleve Baxter, a pioneer who helped us understand the true nature of mind. We no longer need to remain ignorant about the structure, identity, and purpose of consciousness. It is not merely a biological phenomenon. It is written into the energy of the universe itself. David Wilcock, January 2011. Chapter 1, The Baxter Effect, Free Energy, and the Consequences. Could all space, time, energy, matter, biological life, and consciousness in the universe be the product of a source field? Is it possible that the ancient spiritual teachings and philosophies are correct when they say, as above, so below? What if everything we see in the visible universe is ultimately a crystallization of a vast mind, which has a singular identity and awareness. Might we be living in amnesia, going through experiences that will eventually guide us through a full awakening into the vastness of this infinite consciousness? The source field investigations must begin with compelling evidence that consciousness is not strictly trapped within our own brain and nervous system. We would need to see tangible proof that our thoughts are constantly interacting with our environment and having an effect upon our surroundings. If our concept of a source field is correct, then mind would become an energetic phenomenon that is not confined to biological life forms, but can pass between them through allegedly empty space.